Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Flu shots are available October 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th from 9 till 3 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. A clinic will be held outside, weather permitting. To schedule an appointment, 860-435-0816. The Board of Education at Kent Center School has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Dover, the Zoning Board has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The next hearing on the Salisbury Housing Project will be coming up on October the 8th. More information is available at the Planning and Zoning website, salisburyct.us. This hearing was continued until 5:30 on the 8th, is when it will start again. The Town of Northeast Town Board has a meeting on October 8th, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their meeting on Thursday, October 8th at 7 p.m. A local fall craft fair happening October 9th and 10th from 10 to 4, 280 North Elm Street in North Canaan. Support local crafters, makers, and artists, sponsored by the Berkshire Makers Association. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is happening for the northwest corner of Connecticut, October 10th from 9 until 2 p.m. at the Torrington Middle School. Participating towns include Cornwall, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, Torrington, Winchester, and others. You get your permit from the town hall. The Northeast Millerton Library Holiday Craft Fair, usually held in the annex just before Thanksgiving, will instead be held in open air of the Library Memorial Garden on Saturday, October 10th from 10 until 2. The Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast Takeout is coming up October 11th at the Sharon Firehouse. It's Sunday from 7:30 until 10:30. $7 per takeout includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potato, sausage, bacon. Pre-orders should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour if possible. Social distancing and masks are required. October 11th, Little Shop of Horrors, a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the Movie House in Millerton, New York. Gates open at 6, introductions at 7, movie begins at 7:15. Frank Oz will be the special guest with an introduction. Tickets are per car. 52 cars can be parked. For more information, SharonPlayhouse.org or themoviehouse.net. In other stories we're following for you, Governor Ned Lamont in Connecticut continued to berate holdout school districts that have yet to reopen classrooms to students, saying he will not order any districts to open their schools. Lamont and the education commissioner said they believe coronavirus infection rates are low enough to support some level of in-person schooling in the state's 205 school districts. He talked about this as he demanded the schools reopen, as the state has received thousands of masks now to distribute. Nearly 2.3 million Connecticut residents are registered to vote in the elections, a record number for Connecticut for November 3rd elections for U.S. President, House, and state legislature. Once again, Democrats outnumber Republicans on the voter rolls, but the largest group of voters have chosen not to affiliate with any political party. Through Friday of last week, there were 834,000 registered Democratic voters, 468,000 registered Republican voters, and 910,000 registered unaffiliated voters. There were 37,000 voters registered in other political parties. A 24-year-old woman was injured in a skydiving accident at Skydrive The Ranch. Kristen Silva of New Haven, Connecticut, a parachuting student, was attempting to land on a runway at 2:25 on Monday when she collided with a Freefall Express aircraft that had landed and was taxiing on the runway, according to the state police. Spokesman Stephen Neville, she landed on the left wing of the aircraft and her left leg was hit by the propeller, leaving her with a deep laceration on her lower left calf and on her chin. Her parachute became entangled in the propeller and she dangled there until she was cut down and placed on the ground. She was conscious and alert at the time when she was airlifted to Westchester Medical Center in Valhalla for treatment. In Greenport, New York, police have arrested the mother of a 21-month-old boy in connection with the child's June 23rd death. Police said Cerise Stewart, 30, of Greenport, was charged with second-degree manslaughter, a Class C felony, according to the troopers. Police found a one-year-old child unresponsive at 10 Brook Lane on June 23rd after responding to a report of an unresponsive child. The boy was later pronounced dead at Columbia Memorial Hospital. New York State Police investigation into the boy's death determined Stewart recklessly caused the death of her 21-month-old child, adding police would not provide details regarding the child's cause of death. She was released in her own recognizance and ordered by the judge to appear in Columbia County Court for arraignment tomorrow. Understanding tragedy to probe COVID-19 losses in nursing homes, two Berkshire facilities saw 28 deaths. From the Berkshire Eagle, the legislature's Elders Affairs Committee will soon explore why thousands of people died of COVID-19 in Massachusetts nursing homes. The information hearing on October 13th will be called Understanding the Tragedy, Why Did So Many in Nursing Homes Die? What lessons did we learn, and are we prepared for a second stage? Testimony will be solicited from Baker administration officials, industry leaders, labor representatives, consumer advocates, and researchers, according to the panel. Members of the public will be able to watch the proceedings online. Out of Stockbridge, an exhibition devoted to Norman Rockwell's depictions of President Franklin Roosevelt's Four Freedoms is returning to the Berkshires this month after a six-city international tour. Norman Rockwell Imagining Freedom will be on view at the museum from October 17th to January 17th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 375.88 yesterday to 27,772.76. The NASDAQ fell 177.88 to 11,154.60, and the S&P 500 fell 47.68 to 3,360.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.